Often we can feel unsettled and worried and anxious without really knowing the reason why. In this technique, I'm going to show you how you can actually cope with it and manage it better. This is how legends are made. Hi there, my name is Ben Jackson, and as always, I'm trying to find kind of techniques, tips, and advice that can actually help you make a real practical difference in your life. And today was one about how we can reduce stress and anxiety. One that's not referred to very often. It's not one that's kind of very common for lots of different reasons. But nonetheless, if I can share it with you and some of you get some benefit for it or try it out and find some benefits, then that's all for the good. The principle behind this particular one is actually respecting the feelings we get. And what do I mean by that? So the sensations, the anxiety, the stresses, the worries, they have a sensation. We feel them physically. Our bodies can change because of them. And sometimes that can feel very centralized. We actually know a rough area of where that feels kind of like more focused. And it's that what I like to think about. It's when we have that anxiety, the rising swell up, which can feel like it's all over our whole body, but there may be a centralized point. I want you to notice that feeling and then apply the next technique. But maybe first I'll explain that we are finding a way to communicate with this emotional response, this signal, if you like, of what our body is giving us. Don't forget, whilst we are feeling it, is a chemically induced reaction to how we're feeling about something. The emotions are a kind of a chemical that are stimulated because of a reason, a situation. What we're going to try and do in this particular exercise is have a conversation with that part, so it begins to find an alternative way of corresponding or communicating to us. Now, this may all sound a bit strange and odd, but it's surprisingly how effective it can be. And I guess it's working out what scenarios this works well in. So it can be that if we are trying to manage our state and how we're feeling in a particular difficult situation, this can be a great way of attempting that, just to give us a bit of distance so we're not feeling so impacted by the emotion. Which is why I was referring to kind of anti-anxiety, anti-stress kind of remedy, because it can help in that area. But let me work through the actual practical tips of how you're going to achieve this. So one, you'll have that feeling in your system somewhere, that part of your body which is reacting. And when you sense that, when you can actually feel that you can locate it a little stronger in one part of your body, I like to follow this next step, which is simply to, if you can, rest your hand on that area very gently and just feel the kind of the energy of that part of your body that's got that kind of anxiety or worry or concern kind of against your hand, and sense that it's there. And as you begin to sense it, just begin to notice your breathing a little bit, see it, what it's doing. Don't change it, just become aware of it. And with the hand resting lightly on that area, that zone you feel is the strongest, just do to yourself or say out loud, depending where you are, I want you to say thank you. I want to really sincerely say thank you to that communication, to this part that's trying to give me a signal, some information that's kind of coming through so strongly. Now, this can sound, as I say, very strange and very weird, but it can have a particular effect on at least calming down. That sense of acknowledgement, however you want to term it, being a kind of a conscious or unconscious acknowledgement of that feeling, can begin to change its intention, change how it's going to communicate, change how we're feeling. And it can be very effective in that way. So the first step is to say thank you and to recognize and acknowledge we are feeling this way. And again, this may sound silly, but what we're going to do is, again, out loud or just to ourselves, say thank you for that signal. I really appreciate the information you're trying to give me. But right now, it's interfering with my other priorities, the other tasks I need to attend to. I'm going to also add that you're going to address them and going to deal with those at a later time, maybe in the afternoon or the next morning or later in the day, whenever it may be. I'd like you to have that communication saying that when you're going to deal with this particular signal. And for right now, that will be enough, and then you'll deal with it. Practicing this little exercise, repeating it as well, can be very powerful in just getting us through some difficult emotions. So in this, again, bite-sized little episode, I wanted to offer you a very kind of unique way of approaching stress and anxiety, which may work for you, particularly if other things aren't. Try it out and see what you think. And as always, drop me a comment if you kind of feel it's worked for you. It'd be great to hear from you. And if you have enjoyed the information from today, then please give it a like or a thumbs up. But other than that, I will catch you on the next episode. This is how legends are made.